From KQBD News, I'm Natalia Navarro. Tomorrow is the first day of school for San Francisco's public schools, but the city's 49,000 students are going to be welcomed back to a district still dealing with the pandemic, serious financial issues, a teacher shortage, and more. Reporters with the San Francisco Chronicle aggregated some data to give us a better sense of where the city's schools stand on a range of issues. For more, I'm joined by education reporter Jill Tucker. Jill, let's start with this teacher shortage. How bad is it?
Yeah, this is one of the worst years that folks have seen in many districts in terms of the teacher shortage. And, you know, so in a district like San Francisco, they've been scrambling to fill all the slots that they have, from retirements to resignations to just new positions that they're creating with all of this state money. And so with the first day of school coming up, they were about 60 teachers short and anticipated they would have about that much on the first day of school. Now, obviously, the kids won't be in classrooms without an adult. There'll be credentialed folks from central office that'll fill in and substitute teachers. But in terms of permanent teachers, they're about 60 short.
The district has had major issues with its payroll system, causing underpayment of teachers and things like that. Is that still an issue?
It is, sadly. They started using a new payroll system in January, and it immediately caused all sorts of problems in terms of paycheck errors. Some teachers were not getting paid at all. Some teachers were getting half the amount. And that has persisted through the summer, and now as we head into fall. You know, they've had thousands of issues that they've had to figure out, from user errors to bugs in the systems to coding, and they're still grappling with that. There were still issues related to summer school pay, and I think a lot of teachers and the teachers union are still a little wary that there are still a lot of cases that they're trying to figure out, make sure that all the teachers and staff are getting the proper pay or back pay if they're owed anything.
So this teacher shortage problem, this is not exclusive to SFUSD, right?
No, definitely not. I mean, this really is a national teacher shortage. But, you know, the reality is it's hitting some districts harder than others. Urban districts, for example, have always had a hard time, you know, recruiting teachers compared to, say, suburban areas or areas where there's a lot more parent money flowing in, for example. But the reality is we have an aging teaching population. That kind of goes back to the Great Recession, when they had to lay off a lot of teachers, and typically layoffs hit the youngest and least experienced teachers. Certainly the pandemic has exacerbated that greatly. In all fields, not just education, people sort of rethinking their life and their jobs. And in the case of teaching, the pandemic really hit teachers hard. It was very difficult to do distance learning. I think in terms of teacher health, there are many that were concerned about the pandemic and being in a classroom in person. And so a lot of these folks have left the profession. When you add on top of that a massive state budget that has poured billions more money into the schools, and that gives them money to hire people, to hire new positions and teachers and support staff. Everybody's competing for people to fill those positions with all this extra money they have. So it really is a difficult situation for all districts, but I would say especially for districts like San Francisco with a higher cost of living, and urban districts that have historically been unable to fill positions as easily as other places.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Jill Tucker from the San Francisco Chronicle, and I'm Natalia Navarro, KQED News.